Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, faithfully, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey. A journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimony and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Why? So that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision. Achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. And I say that often, wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. And I know, of course, you know Coach Adams is without question biased. But from what I hear from those that listen in, they agree, rich and empowering. Each and every week. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays, again, is truly insightful. Allow me to set up today's framework of our broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open up our programming for audience participation, which we truly welcome, and we absolutely love your questions and comments around today's programming. Of course, this lends to an interactive environment, which we truly encourage and we love. And so we want you to know our global listening audience at the appropriate time. We welcome you chiming in without hesitation. So take your notes that you need to take and just get ready to jump right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are dealing with and taking another look at fear. And the comment or statement on the table is, don't let fear hold you back. No fear. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, an email, a fax, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Whew, do whatever you need to do ultimately to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you to get your pens, your notepads, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you need to capture the richness around today's topic. Again, we're talking about fear and not allowing fear to hold you back. To hold you back from what? To hold you back from life in general. To hold you back from walking in and fulfilling your vision. To hold you back from manifesting your goals. To hold you back from new life experiences. To hold you back from living out your dreams. No fear. Don't let fear hold you back. You know, it's been 2 weeks since our last broadcast, and of course, we observed the final holiday for the summer season, and that was, of course, Labor Day. And then on last Monday, I had the wonderful opportunity to be in New York, in the Big Apple, for the very first time. When I tell you, it was an absolute wow. And you know, it got me thinking about how individuals in life will allow fear to hold them back. You know, and I must admit, I had to get comfortable with me early on in life, and I had to get comfortable in my own skin and be okay with doing things by myself. So when I think about doing things and taking risks and all of that, it's not as great of an impact for me as it may be for someone who grew up in a family that had a bunch of siblings, because I'm an only child. And so my point of view, my point of reference is different. I'm not saying that Coach Adams doesn't ever have to thing known as fear. But what I do recognize is that each individual's journey makes a difference in how we step out or not, our experiences, and what have you. And the reality is that fear, which has been defined so often as this false evidence appearing real, will prevent people from stepping out of their comfort zone, will prevent people from having wonderful experiences, will prevent people from making a change in a situation that they know is uncomfortable, that they're not happy with, but they would rather stay there because it's familiar. This thing known as fear prevents individuals from living out their dreams, from living a full life. Many are just simply existing, day by day existing, because fear has them paralyzed, crippled. Because of fear, they don't want to try new things. They don't want to step out. And so we're going to look at some very elements associated with fear today. And as we are kind of unpacking and bringing back the layers of this false evidence that appears to be real, so much so that it gets many of us stuck, so much so that we won't step out and take a chance, we won't step out and take a risk, so much so that we get into all of this anxiety because of this false evidence appearing real. We won't try new things. We get stuck in that which is familiar. And so, first of all, I want us to understand how fear affects our body, how fear affects us. Because, you know, my mentors often teach on this psychosoma effect, that this, whatever is happening on the inside of you, it begins to affect your health, your body. And so it's important to understand that beyond you not fulfilling your vision, beyond you not living out your dreams, beyond you not achieving your goals, beyond the fact that you're just existing in life, this fear starts to show up and affect your physical health. Fear can affect your physical health, the psychosoma effect. In addition, fear can cripple your memory. Fear can hinder your thought process, your brain processing, your mental health. Fear can affect all of these various layers and components. So I want you, when you're thinking about this hesitation of fear and you're not willing to step out, the effects of this fear, separate and apart from you crystallizing your vision. Okay, that's one thing. Separate and apart from you manifesting your goal. Okay, that's another thing. Separate and apart from you living out your dream. That's another issue. Fear physically affects your health. Fear jeopardizes your memory. Fear hinders your thought and brain processing. Fear can send you to, quote unquote, the loony bin. It affects your mental health. So I want us to really understand the effects of this false evidence appearing real. You know, I always like to relate things back to my own personal journey and, you know, share with you what I've learned to be true, my experiences and what have you. You know, I had this opportunity, as I was sharing with you last week, I was in New York, and many don't know, other than my family, my core, that I took on the Big Apple by myself. Okay, it's not something that I would have promoted because you want to walk in wisdom, but I had this amazing experience. And when I was reflecting, I said, wow, if I had allowed fear to hinder me, I would not have had the experiences that I had. And when I tell you, it was an amazing experience. And here I am touring about the Big Apple by myself. I may have been physically alone, but I knew I was covered. I was not alone. I was going forth with the hedge of God, my protector. And so I was at peace with that. When I think about it, many would have said no to that opportunity and missed out on a great experience because they would have allowed the fear of, oh, my gosh, I'm by myself, or, oh, my gosh, I don't like to travel by myself, or, oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine all of these various things that would have prevented them from having an amazing experience. And so I share that with you with the hope that in my sharing my testimony, my story with you, that you would become more empowered to just simply step out and experience life. Life was designed to be experienced. You know, I remember growing up that I was a young adult at this stage, and again, only child, very independent. I remember on a number of occasions, once I had my car and I was out of school, I would call my mom, you know, Mom, I'm headed to Palm Springs, or I'm headed to San Diego, or I'm headed here. Who are you going with? I'm by myself. Because I just wanted to experience life. Now, don't get me wrong, it's nice to have the company of someone else. But if that someone else is not available or there or what have you, I will not allow myself to not have these experiences and live life and have that hindrance of others and be in a place of fear. So I want you to know that there are three ways, three basic foundational ways that you can battle and tackle this little thing known as fear. So if you're tuning in right now for the first time here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You, we welcome you to the broadcast. We're talking about fear and not allowing fear to hinder us, not allowing fear to hold us back in life. And so I want to give you just, again, three basic foundations, three thoughts to consider, three ways to deal with this false evidence that appears real, this thing known as fear. How do I deal with this thing known as fear? I understand that fear can affect my physical health. I understand that fear can affect my memory. I understand that fear can affect my thoughts and my brain processing. I understand that fear can affect my mental health. And now that I have this awareness of the power of fear and this realization, this consciousness of how fear can affect me, and again, I keep saying it over and over, because it's been stated that fear is false evidence appearing real. It's false, but it's so powerful, this false evidence, it appears real, and we allow our imagination, our thoughts to run wild, and we get into this anxiety behind this false evidence that appears real. And what happens? I become paralyzed. I get stuck. It's almost like I'm in a quicksand. I'm a, you know, stuck in the quicksand. I can't get out. I can't move. I'm paralyzed. I'm stuck in this quote-unquote quicksand mud, this fear. And so there are three basic foundational ways. You may know other ways, and I welcome you sharing those thoughts with us when we come to the time in our broadcast when our programming is open, and we welcome your questions and your thoughts around today's subject. So, three ways to deal with fear. Shift your focus. Shift your thinking. You know, one of the greatest lessons that I've learned is whatever, and I learned this from my mentors, that whatever you give your attention to, that spirit will come and live in you and manifest out of you into your destiny and circumstance. We live out what we give our focus and our attention to. And, you know, it's so apropos that I'm going to share this illustration, because when I was in New York, it was the celebration, the remembrance of is a more accurate term, because it wasn't a celebration, but the remembrance of the 16-year anniversary of 9/11. And so here I am in New York on 9/11, and they, of course, are having the remembrance, acknowledgments. You know, they're remembering this day and those that were lost and all of that. I bring that up because we're talking about shifting your focus and your thinking and whatever you give your attention to, that spirit will come and live in you and manifest out of you. And so we begin to move based on what we're giving our attention to, what we're hearing, what we're seeing. We get into this place of fear. And so often we feed that, and the media knows to feed that. They keep showing you these images. Okay, why do I bring that up as it relates to 9/11 and my recalling of this day 16 years ago? I remember the images of the first plane hitting the Twin Towers, the second plane hitting the towers, and they kept playing these images over and over and over and over through this repetition that without even watching the TV, I began to see this image. That image began to stimulate fear. Why? Because of the threat of terrorism and us not being safe here in the U.S., in the U.S. and all of this stuff, right? And I realized, I said, wow, I have to turn this TV off. I got to step away from this, because I began to realize that the more I saw those images, the greater the images became. I'm now starting to focus on these images. You know, and so often we're listening to the media, and I remember many years ago here in California, there were all of these incidences happening on the freeways of California, the Southern California freeway. And, you know, people were watching the images constantly, the reports, the news. I know I have to stay up on current events, okay, and I fight to do that, but I don't watch the news. Why? Because I know it's negative energy, that those images, more often than not, are not positive images. And so when it comes to shifting your focus, you have to shift intentionally with being deliberate in your shifting your focus and what you're thinking about and what you're giving your attention to from that negative to the positive. So as I was saying concerning this other story around the Southern California freeways and the news images, you know, and people were watching the news that were concerned about, you know, any of us that drive the freeway regularly, and because they kept watching the news and watching the news, they're getting so concerned. But I knew I can't not live my life. I can't get caught up and try to stay in this bubble and not go anywhere and be paralyzed for fear, because whatever I believe, whatever in life is to happen will happen. It is going to happen regardless. So you can say, I'm going to stay in my home and I'm not going to go out because of fear of whatever and all of the stuff I'm seeing in the media. No, don't get caught up in that. Shift your focus. For me, I fight to continuously be reminded of what God's word says. That's my roadmap, not trying to press my beliefs on anyone else, but I'm just sharing with you how I shift my focus. I keep my focus. My goal is always to keep my focus on the Word of God. What does God's Word say? Despite all of the negativity that's happening in the world around us, and right now, I know you can turn on the TV right now, and people are feeling frustrated by all of the images that they're seeing, and they're living in fear, and they're saying, oh, my gosh, I'm so scared like I've never been before, and blah, blah, blah. Well, what are you giving your attention to? Are you giving your attention to a greater hope for tomorrow? Or are you focusing on all of the images that you can't change those circumstances? They're beyond your control. So why are you allowing that to paralyze you and stop you from living your life? You know, when it's all said and done, I don't want to have regrets and say, like with this New York journey, it was a great opportunity for me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take a leap and I'm going to just do it. It's a great opportunity. And so I did. The best plans that were put into place for someone sharing on the journey, that fell through. But I said, nevertheless, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to let somebody else's stuff prevent me from experiencing life. I don't want to just exist. Coach Adams doesn't want to see you just exist. Life is a journey, and it is a journey to be enjoyed. It isn't a journey that, yes, there'll be highs and lows, ups and downs, and unpredictability and all of this stuff. But that is the vibrancy of life. And so I want to encourage you that if you're struggling with fear, how do you deal with that? Well, one of the ways that we have determined that we deal with fear is we shift our focus, we shift our attention, we shift our thinking from that negativity, from that negative to positive. Replace those bad images. Replace those images that are feeding your fears with positive ones. For me, it's the Word of God. That's my roadmap. But for you, whatever that looks like for you, bottom line, make a shift. It's up to you. You have the choice to determine what will I allow myself to hear. What will I allow myself to see? Because in what you hear, there's vibration. In what you see, there are images that take root because the ear gates and the eye gates are the portals of the soul. And so whatever you are giving your focus, your attention to, that is what you're bringing life to. And so if you're in a place of fear, this quote-unquote false evidence that appears real, it's because of whatever you are giving your focus to. So how do I deal with fear? I shift my focus. I shift my attention. I shift my thinking. You have to be conscious and deliberate and intentional about that. You know, I often share that unlike natural growth, spiritual growth, personal development growth doesn't just happen. You have to be intentional and deliberate about that. The same is true as it relates to what you're giving your focus to. If you're looking at the negative images on the TV and you are fighting and battling with, why am I so fearful? It's the images. You have to shut that boob tube off. Turn it off. Step away from it. Stop allowing it to be a seed that's planted. And through the repetition, the more you hear the stories of negativity, the more you hear all of that, guess what? That which was once a little seed, it now begins to grow roots. And every time you hear something related to that area, it begins to water that seed, and those roots begin to expand and grow. And before you know it, there's a sprouting up of this plant on the inside of you of fear, and you're trying to figure out, where does it go? Where did this come from? It came from whatever you were giving your focus to. So, how do I deal with fear? On today's Motivational Mondays, we're talking about Don't Let Fear Hold You Back, presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams. We've established that fear can affect you physically, can affect your physical health, your memory, your thoughts, your brain processing, your mental health. And we're talking about in this segment, as we're giving different illustrations and what have you, three basic foundational ways that you can deal with fear. Number one, shift your focus. Shift what you're giving your attention to. Shift your thinking. You have the power to do that. You have the power to do that by whatever you're giving your attention to. So stop focusing on the negative and those things that are feeding that fear, because you're feeding it with the images, with what you're hearing, and make a shift. How else do I deal with fear, Coach Adams? I'm like, I want to get out of this state of being and feeling paralyzed by fear. I want to get out of this state that I'm not crystallizing my vision that I know I've been given and it's so great. I want to get out of this state of allowing fear to hinder me in the achievement of my goals. I want to get out of this state, Coach Adams. You don't understand. You don't get it. I'm not living out my dreams because fear has me paralyzed. Well, number one, shift your focus, shift your attention, shift your thinking. How else do you deal with fear? You have to plan through it. You have to simply plan through it. What am I saying when I'm saying plan through it? Well, so often, many of us get into this place of anxiety, and we're not able to move beyond this anxiety because, you know, we are not planning life. So we get into this anxiety around these issues. And these issues are going to be those issues that will prevent us from moving forward. You know, we are not planning through life until we begin to get into this place of great anxiety, and we're feeling stress, and we're feeling pressure, and we're all of this stuff because we fail to plan. And, you know, so often the key of understanding is if we don't plan for something, we do plan. We plan to fail. And so many of us are dealing with the anxieties of life, and we're getting into this place of fear because we have not planned out our next step. We have not thought through how will I crystallize my vision? How will I achieve my goals? And so what happens is we get into this anxiety. Oh my God, my dreams are not coming together. Oh my God, I don't have enough money. And we're into this place because we're just living haphazardly through life without planning. There are times when, of course, things will simply happen. Absolutely, they will. But we have to learn how to plan our way through. Yes, of course, there are times when we can only plan so much. But the question is, will you process through? And that is the key to dealing with this thing called fear, this false evidence appearing real. Planning through it allows you to process through it. It gives you a different focus. Remember, we said number one is that I have to shift my focus and my thinking. I have to shift what I'm giving my attention to. And so when I'm planning, I'm not able to focus in on the anxiety of the uncertainty because I've strategically laid out a plan. I've thought some things through. And I'm moving in the direction of that. That becomes my target. My trajectory is clear of where I'm going. Yes, you're going to have bumps and different things along the road. It's natural. It's going to happen. You know, the next bullet that we're talking about, do something regularly that makes you feel uncomfortable. Many of us want to just get stuck and stay in our comfort zone. It's so funny. When I was in New York, I had this list of different things that people, you know, I asked for recommendations on Facebook, and everybody gave these different recommendations of what I should try to do and see and experience while in New York on last week. One of the things was I had a couple of people say, ride the subway. Now, I am a little shishi-foo-foo, I will say. I'm a little shishi-foo-foo. That public transportation is not, I have been so blessed. Let me put it that way. I've been so blessed in that since I was 16, I had a car or access to a car. And so growing up, I didn't have to rely on public transportation. And so I didn't utilize public transportation. It actually wasn't until I became an adult that I've actually gotten acquainted with public transportation in the way that I have. And so, you know, riding the subway, it wasn't like I was like, woohoo. But the connection that I'm making with that related to what we're talking about and the three ways to deal with your fears, yes, it was an uncomfortable thought. But right now, number three, we're talking about doing something regularly that makes you feel uncomfortable. And so the thought of riding the subway, here I am in New York by myself, you know, not knowing the lay of the land and only seeing the images. Remember those images, the images from movies or whatever it may be. And so riding the subway, you know, although people said, you've got to experience it, I was like, yeah, no, I don't think so. But I said, I don't want fear to hold me back. So guess what? I'm going to experience it. And I did. And I did have just a real quick slight moment of anxiety when I got off of the platform. And I was at the totally at the end of the platform, and it was a little eerie. I felt like I was in one of Keanu Reeves' movies. I can't even think of the name of that movie right now that Keanu Reeves had, and it was the subway scene. But I knew, you know why I'm feeling this way? Because of those images. I knew I was covered, so I pressed through the discomfort of that. But yes, there was this fast beating in my heart for a second until I got to the opening off of that platform. I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I hope a New York rat doesn't jump out and try to get me. And then, of course, the smell of New York, not so pleasant. The experience was a great experience. I can do without the smell, and especially in the subway. But I knew that I cannot allow the unknown to hold me back. And I had an amazing experience. Even with all of that, I still had an amazing experience. I can now say, check, I did that. I don't need to do it again necessarily. Will I? I don't know. I might. But I don't have to. I can at least, though, say that I did it, that I was willing to allow myself to be stretched out of my comfort zone. And that is key. And one of the ways, as we're talking about, don't let fear hold you back today on Motivational Monday, presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams. And we're talking about three ways to deal with fear. And this is basic foundational ways, not the only ways, but just three ways. If you have some thoughts, in just a moment, we're going to open our programming up, and we welcome you chiming in and sharing what your thoughts are around today's subject. If you have some insight, want to hear from you. But these are some of the things that I realize are significant and key in my being able to handle when that anxiety rises up, when I'm faced with the possibility of fear, understanding that it is false evidence that appears real. But yet this false evidence can appear so real that people get stuck. They don't live life. They're not crystallizing their vision. They're not achieving their goals. They're not living their dreams. They're dealing with anxiety all the time. It's affecting their physical health, their memory, their thoughts, their brain processes, their mental health. So much is affected by this fear. People won't leave out of their houses. They're afraid to go out of their houses for one reason or another, afraid of this and afraid of that. And I'm not minimizing the experiences that got you to that place, because, of course, I do recognize and understand that oftentimes when we're wrestling with fear, it is because of an image of the past, an experience that has us in that place, or an image that we have seen. Like with me, it was the image of the Keanu Reeves movie that I can't for the life of me think of the name of that movie right now, that I saw, that had me thinking, ooh, I don't know about the subway. I mean, they had it so, you know, in the movie, it looked so unappealing and dark and dreary, and, you know, something bad in the movie happened in the subway. I remember when I had the opportunity to go to the Ukraine, it was so funny, as I was speaking to people about that journey, it was like, well, why are you going there? It's so dark and cold and dreary. That was the only thing at the time that the images were that people related to and saw associated with Ukraine. And yet here I went and I had this unbelievable, amazing experience. So why do I keep sharing and making the correlation with my life? Because I want you to know that anytime we're willing to be stretched out of our comfort zone, if we allow ourselves to do that, we will have beautiful experiences. And sometimes, okay, it may not be so much. But you will not know until you step out. And that is the key that I trust and I hope that you're getting today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, that in order for you to battle fear, you have to shift your focus, what you're giving your attention to and your thinking. If you know that you're battling fear and it's all of this negativity, you have to say, okay, wait a minute, where did this come from? We have to cut it at the root. What is the root cause of me being in this place? Like, I was so clear, that subway scene, I knew it came from this movie. I knew it did, because I did not have an experience before. And one of the things that I realized is so often we allow past experiences or other people's experiences hinder us and block us from experiences that we may have that are beneficial for us. And, you know, it's so interesting when I put up on Facebook for the recommendations around New York, I can't remember the exact statement, but the first comment was one that was negative. There is nothing happening in New York. Why do you go to New York, or something to that effect? Now, I could have easily allowed that person's experience to hinder me, that person's experience to prevent me from being able to do what I needed to do. But at the same time, I wasn't able to do that because of, you know, knowing that I have to charge forward in this process. And so I want you to know that if you continue to just live and do what you need to do, then you will have vibrant experiences. So you shift your focus, your attention, your thinking, you plan through these processes, because when we plan effectively, we no longer are dealing with that anxiety that we may be dealing with when we're battling situations. And again, do something regularly that makes you feel uncomfortable, something that makes you feel uncomfortable. Why is that important? Because that stretches you out of your comfort zone. It stretches you out of your comfort zone. when you're able to do something that makes you feel uncomfortable. And so I want to give you this charge and this challenge today. Shift your focus, what you're giving your attention to. Shift what you are giving your focus to. Shift what you're allowing your eye gates to see, what you're allowing your ear gates to hear. Make a shift. If it's the TV that's giving you these negative energies, turn that TV off. If it's a bad movie, whatever it is, if it's bad music that you're listening to, whatever it is, turn it off, shut it down, step away, make that shift, be intentional. Plan your life. We can't plan everything, but have a plan so that you're not dealing with the anxiety of the uncertainty. So this is key. And doing something, allowing yourself to be stretched out of your comfort zone regularly. I would love to challenge you to do something that stretches you out of your comfort zone daily. Do something every day that makes you feel uncomfortable. Why? Because when you do something daily that makes you feel uncomfortable, guess what? Now you're getting into that habit and the routine of growing comfortable in being uncomfortable. And that is a part of life process, that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. And that's one of the greatest lessons that I have learned today, that it is truly about life's journey is about growing comfortable in being uncomfortable. That's how we deal with and battle fear. So think about, what experience are you saying, I can't do, I'm afraid to do that, that you're stuck in the quicksand about? Make a decision to make a shift today. Plan your way through that. Allow yourself to be stretched out of your comfort zone. Speaking of being stretched out of your comfort zone, this is a time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to chime in, ask a question, make a statement around today's programming. And so I want you to know that we are now opening up our phone lines for your questions, your comments around today's subject. I would love to hear from you. You know, maybe today you're stretching out in asking a question or making a comment is going to be that very thing that you needed to move to another level of battling and dealing with fear. So we want you to know that our lines are open. If you're on your electronic device, meaning sitting in front of your computer on your laptop or your iPad, tablet, or what have you, on the internet, you do have to dial in. Our dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. We invite you to chime on in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be scared. Face that fear today, that false evidence appearing real. Ask a question. Your resident empowerment coach is in session. The lines are open. Maybe you have a comment or statement. We would love to hear from you. We love the interactivity, but we know oftentimes it is fear that holds one back from engaging and interacting. So we want you to stretch out of your comfort zone today. Meanwhile, I'm giving you some journey work because many of you are listening in regularly from week to week, and as long as we have breath in our body, as long as we still have that dash between our sunrise and our sunset, our date of birth and our date of transitioning, there is still life to live. And life is to be lived abundantly. As you know, I've often said, it's not just for us to exist. Oh, my gosh, the worst possible thing would be that you would just be existing. You have breath in your body that you would live life. There's an assignment for you. So I want you to know that my desire for you is that you would not allow fear at whatever level. Maybe you have other hindrances. I don't know your story. But I know right where we are, we can accomplish something. But for many of us, it is the fear of unknown, that false evidence that appears real, that will prevent us and stop us. You know, there's a gentleman without limbs, and I just have such great admiration and respect for this gentleman, because people can always say, oh, well, I don't have. He doesn't have any limbs, literally, any arms, any legs, but yet he's making such a great impact. He's using his voice to speak a powerful message of hope whenever an opportunity is given. So know that whatever you have enough to allow your life to be utilized to make an impact. You know, it's so interesting because I feel so passionate about that. On the day that I was leaving New York, I hope I haven't driven you crazy with the whole New York reference, but it all relates. On the day that I was leaving New York, I was like, I hate that I had a nonstop, normally like a nonstop flight. And so they didn't have any nonstop flights coming back. And I was like, I have a layover. And I had a layover in Denver. And it's so interesting because that morning of my leaving, I had posted that this posting, I actually heard a quote by Muhammad Ali associated with the rent that we pay here on Earth is the magnitude of the impact that our lives should make, right? And so, and I'm not looking at the quote, so I'm sure I'm chopping it up and misquoting, but I hope you get the reference. And, of course, you know, I was in New York, so that's the highest rent district in New York, and Wichita is the lowest rent district. And so, you know, I made the reference that your impact, are you in the high rent district, are you in the low rent district, or somewhere in between? Where am I going with this? That as long as you have breath in your body, your life is to be used. That we cannot allow fear to hold us back from living life, those false evidences that appear real. We talk about how fear can affect us in our physical health, our memory, our thoughts, our brain processes, our mental health. We've discussed the three ways to deal with fear. Why is this significant and important? So that you are manifesting your vision. You are achieving your goals. You are living your dreams. You're not allowing yourself to be paralyzed by fear. And when you are doing that, your life is making a difference. You're making an impact. So where was I going with this story coming from New York in the airport in Detroit? I was feeling like, I hate that I had this layover. But I realized literally that I had to stop in Detroit for this lady. There was a lady in the airport, sweet lady. She was sitting across from me as we're waiting for the plane. She gets a phone call, and she's on the call, and she starts to cry. She apparently got bad news. That was clear from the outside in. I handed her a piece of tissue, or a napkin, actually, but it was something that I had, and she's crying, and that was the instinctive thing for me to do. And she, after getting, she said, thank you, and after getting off the call, she came over and sat with me, and she shared with me the circumstances. And, you know, we kind of tracked with each other on this flight journey. We weren't sitting with each other, but when we got off the plane, you know, she was looking for me. We ran into each other, and I believe it was strategic. We didn't, quote, unquote, run into each other. It was predestined. And I asked her, can I pray for you? Again, our lives making an impact. See, I could have allowed fear to hold me back and say, oh, my God, don't ask her that. You're standing in the midst of the airport. Oh, my God, or all of this. But no, it wasn't about that. It was about I can allow my life beyond whatever fears I may or may not have, beyond whatever discomfort I may or may not have, to make an impact. And so I want you to know that she, I didn't know where she stood, and she said yes. And she felt a greater peace and was comforted by just that mere expression. And so I want you to know that your life has been designed to make an impact. And that with all of what has been shared today, the three ways that we can deal with fear, shift your focus, what you're giving your attention to, your thinking, number one. Number two, as we summarize and close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, plan through it. You're planning through so that you don't have the anxieties that come up because of the lack of planning. And then doing something regularly that makes you feel uncomfortable. When we do that, because our journey is all about growing comfortable in being uncomfortable. Now I'm not afraid to take risks. I'm not allowing fear to hold me back. I'll take chances and I'll step out and I'll do things. And that is the vibrancy of life. So I want to encourage you today, think about where can I stretch and do something that is uncomfortable for me? Where do I need to shift my thinking? How can I plan my way through not allowing myself to be set up in this place of anxiety and this uncertainty so that I am not giving a foothold to fear, but I'm strategically ahead of fear because I am planning. Last few moments in this broadcast today, if you want to ask a question or chime in, press 1 on your telephone keypad. It is not too late. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. As we prepare to close out today's installment, it's great to be back on the airwaves with you after being on hiatus for 2 weeks. Know that we have some amazing programming lined up for you. I want to thank you for being a faithful, regular listener of Motivational Mondays. If you're getting anything from the broadcast, we ask that you would continue to share with others, invite others to join you to listen in to the show. The archives are always available, as we discussed earlier, at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. If you're listening in for the first time, or maybe you've listened in on a regular basis, I want you to know and or be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally. One-on-one personal coaching, group coaching, speaking and training, consulting. We have our Win Shop twice a year. Our next Win Shop is in January. So if you are interested in pre-sale tickets, now is the time. You can give us a call directly at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Save the date. January 27th, 2018 is our next Win Shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. If you're not already a part of my network, I encourage you to visit coachadams.com and know that we want to continue this discussion. If you have a show recommendation or idea and you want to make a comment or statement around today's programming, ask a question, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays form. It is an open group, so all are welcome, and we would love to engage with you. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today, presented by Inspire Media for you. As Carol Burnett would say, I'm so glad we had this time together, and we will come back together same day, Monday, every Monday, live right here of Inspired Media for you. Same bat channel, same bat time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you again for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.